WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The World Trade Organization has ruled that changes made to country of origin labeling in 2013 by USDA actually made livestock trade between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico more difficult. The ruling is a victory not only for Canada and Mexico, but U.S. meat packers that have long opposed labeling the origin of meat provided at retailers. The U.S. Trade Representative's office stated that the trade ambassador is weighing all options, including appeal. USDA, after the closing bell yesterday, put out these crop progress numbers for the week ending October 19th. Corn harvested 31% versus 24% last year, and the five-year rolling average of 53%. 53% of the soybean crop is in the bin versus 40% last year, and the five-year rolling average of 66%. Buy your tickets today for our first ever WILL Ag Farm Assets Conference. It's November the 24th at the Marriott Hotel on the Illinois State University campus in Normal, Illinois. In addition to our great marketing panels on corn, cash grain, and soybeans, we've got keynotes on crop insurance, including the ARCPLC decision and farmland values. The cost is $25 and includes lunch and parking in the hotel parking garage. Get your tickets now at 800-898-1065 or on our secure website at willag.org. That's WILLAG.org. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, trading 16,373, is up 42 points. The NASDAQ, 3904, up 38 and a quarter. And the S&P 500 is trading 1910, and it is up 10 and three quarters points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Most of the U.S. Midwest will continue to experience highly favorable weather for this time of the year. No major storm systems and temperatures that will be seasonable for the most part, with a slight warmer bias over the next couple of days that will eventually overtake a large part of the region. Temperatures out there this morning were running mostly in the 30s and 40s across a big part of the Midwest. We did have some warmer temperatures in the southwest part of the region where temperatures were still near 50 degrees. As we go through the day today, we'll see still a few lingering showers in Michigan and Ohio, but for the most part, the majority of the Midwest will be left dry. Temperatures will be mild in the east and warm in the west. Highs will be mostly 50s and 60s to the west of the Mississippi River, while readings near and west of the Missouri River will be in the 70s. We'll expect temperatures tomorrow afternoon to be quite similar across the region and probably on Thursday as well. As we move into Friday and Saturday, though, some of the warmth that's west of the Missouri River will work its way eastward. We'll expect Saturday's highs running mostly in the 60s and 70s across a big part of the Midwest. Wouldn't surprise me at all to see some temperatures near or slightly above 80 degrees in portions of western Missouri, Kansas, and maybe a couple of Nebraska locations. The heat will get no further to the east than that, though, but we will continue to see favorable conditions on Sunday and perhaps Monday with 60s and 70s still prevailing. There is a frontal system on Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday of next week that will move through the Midwest, and temperatures will turn cooler behind that event, but not dropping below average in any particular location. We'll expect a frontal system to precede that, but it is likely to fall apart as it tries to move into the eastern crop areas. The western Corn Belt will see a few showers tomorrow into Thursday. Rain totals will run up to 0.6 inches. There may be something locally greater in a few spots, but that precipitation is not likely to hold together very well. When the system crosses the Mississippi River, there will end up being only spotty light shower activity, with places like Ohio and Michigan failing to get any rain at all from the event. The system that comes along for early next week will be more significant. In fact, today's computer forecast models have suggested an increase in rainfall with that event. That's okay. It's still going to be a relatively fast-moving system through the region. No more than a day or two at the absolute most of delay is likely to occur, and for the most part, I think it'll be just a single day's worth of disruption to farming activity. One more storm system and frontal system will impact the parts of the Midwest as we get to the last days of October and the early days in November, and that frontal system will behave much like these others with a fairly fast movement across the region, and its impact duration-wise is expected to be rather brief. Moisture totals will not be enough on any one of these events to seriously change soil moisture, but temporarily lifting the topsoil moisture values for a brief day or two, but quickly drying down again. So the bottom line is that fieldwork will advance favorably across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
From Urbana, deep in corn country, it's the game show of the stars, Password Agriculture. And here's the star of the show, Dave Dickey.
Thank you, thank you. Our contestants today are Scott Cameron and Lisa Brautz. Good day, players. Let's get started.
The password is deer.
Scott, here is your clue. Bucktail.
Doe.
Lisa. Tractor.
Deer.
Here's another.
The password is case.
Scott. Lipstick.
Makeup.
Lisa. Brief.
Case.
Okay, Johnny, tell them what they've won.
And here is what you win. A chance to get into a drawing for either a Case IH Magnum 370 CVT toy tractor or a Deere replica tractor 837. And everyone listening can get into the drawing too. Just go to the phone right now and call 217-244-9455 and mention either Case or Deere and be entered into the drawing. That's 217-244-9455. Hey, and while you're on the phone, why not take the opportunity to make a pledge of support for WILL and the Agricultural Services? Call right now, 217-244-9455.
And Les Schulte alongside Les, the early word is deer is way, way, way ahead.
Really?
And so now would be a great time if you are a case lover to go to your phone at 217-244-9455.
Or make that pledge online at willpledge.org. Hey, make sure, you know, before we get into this, I wanted to say, I noticed you made yourself the star of the show.
Well, such, of course.
I guess you are. I don't know. But, you know, you write the scripts, yeah. And I make myself the star. Okay, that's kind of stacking the deck. However, if it's time now for you to make your pledge of support, you're a case man, you know, get on the phone and mention case, because apparently the deer folks are pulling ahead on this thing. And what if you're a deer man, deer fan? You know, mention deer.
Yeah, keep ahead.
217-244-9455 or willpledge.org and make your pledge of support for the agricultural services that you get here on WILL. Also, another incentive to call right now, we have a Fall Ag Challenge Fund that was put together by a group of our loyal ag business supporters. We have $5,250 in that Ag Fund Challenge for this fall.
That, whoa. Those dollars. That right there is enough to fund this show all year.
Oh, yeah, right. But we need to hear from at least 100
members.
There's a catch. Who call in and mention Ag Services or WILL Ag or something like
that. Or Case or Deer.
Or Case or Deer. We'll count you that way, too, as supporting these services, that you appreciate that we have these services on the air. And so mention Ag Services, mention Case, mention Deer, mention Will Ag, and we can count you towards this 100 challenge that we have in the Ag Fund Challenge for the fall. We also want to thank the folks at Stuart Peterson, Champaign County Branch, Strategic Farm Marketing, the Andersons, just a few of the businesses who have put this fund together.
Thank you very much, Les. On the phone to talk about the markets right now is Pete Manhart of Bates Commodities, and he is also one of the folks that have helped put this $5,250 fund together. That number boggles my mind every time I say it. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning, Dave.
The markets are in a turnaround Tuesday mode.
Well, they came back a long way from their lows on Monday, and we have corn has been up 4+. Beans have been up over 10. At the moment, corn's up 2¾, and beans are up 7¾. And that's still with only 31% of the corn harvested. 53% harvested. But we still have a big, big crop coming in.
The soybeans, are producers looking at that number of where we are in the harvest and thinking it's a little bit behind, actually?
Yeah, it is behind normal, but it's over the 50% mark, and I don't think it is in Illinois, but it is nationwide.
Are you there, Pete?
I am here.
And so I guess the question is the market turning sideways?
Well, it looks like it has here. I mean, we've been up 2 days in a row now after being down hard. Well, we were up on corn yesterday, but beans came from down 14 to only down 5 at the end of the day. And here we are now up 2 to 3 on corn today and up 7 on beans. When you get half harvested, has been in, there are people still thinking we might see new lows in November, but I don't know if we will